down to 75 today, or?
We're in the process of that. They'll have a final list after we. It's got to go through the league and how that is. So, Derek, I think maybe by the end of, hopefully by the end of practice before we get out of here today, well, you guys will. I can comment on that after that. So, we're working on it today. We're going to do. I don't know exactly if we'll be at 75. We're going to make a predominant amount of our cuts today, instead of Tuesday. We just didn't feel it was beneficial to the players to have them practice with us Tuesday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then cut them in the afternoon on Tuesday. So, you know, give them a chance if there is a chance, and I don't know if there is. See if they can catch on with somebody else in this last week before they get in. It's tough to bring somebody in if they get released at 75 at Tuesday at 4 o'clock and bring them in and get them ready to play in a game on Thursday if you wanted them. So that's the approach we took with this group. And Derek will have a final list for you. It's got to go through the league first, so we can comment on that after this. So.
As you get down to 53 during the next week, do you feel you have a better sense of your roster than you had this time last season?
Yeah, just because we've been around them longer, so and we have a better understanding of how they can play and what they can do. So I would say yeah.
Based on what you've seen in the preseason, is the illegal contact emphasis going to make it harder for teams to play a lot of man coverage this year?
No, and I think the one thing, the rule hasn't changed. The rule is the same rule that it's always been. It's just, I think after 5 yards, you know, some teams got away with things 6, 7, 8 yards down the field, and that's where those are the rules. So I don't think they're doing anything different. It's, you know, but that first 5 yards, it's still a battle, you know, and that's what, you know, the teams that still have big physical corners are still going to have big physical corners. You just got to learn at 5 yards. You just can't continue it after 5 yards. So,
had you tried to get Parkey during the undrafted?
We had a bunch of guys.
Okay.
We had a bunch of guys that were on our board at that point in time, and it's just, you know, bonanza is probably a good word. Free for all is another good word.
Yeah.
You know, it's that aspect after the draft is just kind of crazy. You know, when it's what you got and what a team guaranteed them and what a team offered them and what they think sometimes their best options are. There were a couple guys that, you know, we're not going to, you know, and I've had conversations, we're not going to you guys because you have so much depth at X. And we were like, we don't have depth. You're trying to explain to them on the phone, well, that's not what I was told, you know, and you're going to sign these other free agents and you're not going to get them. And then that same person that turns you down calls you back and has nothing and it said, I really want to come. And we've signed someone else at that position. So it's kind of crazy, but we had a list of guys and how it shook itself out.
Went to a pretty good place where he probably wasn't going to win the job, and he probably would have had a better opportunity here.
I think that's a better question to ask him than us. So.
Yeah. What have you seen? I know you're grinding ahead day after day after day, and maybe not looking back at this, but Nick now compared to where Nick was a year ago at this time, you know, when you're just here. Where have the strides been the greatest, and where do you feel like, okay, there's still some areas, you know, that he's got to take a step forward?
There's all areas he's got to take a step forward, I'm not trying to not answer your question, but we don't look at any of our guy and go back to, hey, what was he like a year ago and see where his progression is now. It's just, how do we get better? And I think, you know, he has gotten better. Obviously, he had an outstanding year last year, you know, to do what he did. From a statistical standpoint, to do what he did from a leadership standpoint, you know, being in a difficult situation, taking over for a guy that, you know, everybody on this team had so much respect for him, Michael. And I think the way Nick just handled that situation, I think kind of is a credit to what his leadership ability is. And so I've seen him improve in a lot of different areas. I think he's a lot more accurate. I think he's a better decision maker than he was a year ago at this time. But I don't spend a lot of time, and none of us do, look at any of them, you know, whether it be Trent Cole or Nick or Connor or whoever, and say, hey, what were they like a year ago and what strides have they made? So,
what's the plan at kicker for the next 2 weeks, and how can you properly evaluate for a two-week process where he's only just one preseason game in practice? I mean, how can you?
You got to do it. You got to do it. You know, we'll kick today a little bit, and we have kicking periods during the week, and then we got a game to play against the Jets on Thursday, and you'll see what opportunities give us a chance to kind of express and see how it is. You know, if we don't score any points, we don't get an opportunity. You can say, hey, I want this guy to get 6 kicks, and this guy, I mean, you may not get an opportunity to kick too. So it seems that's out of your hands in terms of that. We hope we get some against the Jets where we get an opportunity to kick, but you never know. We'll kick today in practice. We're going to kick during the week in practice with the two of those guys, and we'll figure it out after that.
How did you feel comfortable just based off of that sample size, though, saying, all right, well, he's going to be my guy in clutch situations going forward? I mean,
you don't. I mean, there's nothing else we can do. We can't get another scrimmage or we can't get another game. So we've got to make decisions based upon the amount of time that we have Cody in here with Alex, and then we go from there. That's it. But instead of us sitting there and saying, I don't know how I can do this, I don't know how I can do that, we know how many times we get a chance to get out on the practice field, which is from now until Thursday night, and then we got one more game with officials under the lights where we get a chance to play, and then that's it, and then we're going to have to make a decision.
McCoy, Carey, Brandon Boykin.
All three of practice. They'll be out there. Max should be out there. Yeah.
With Alex, the fact that he's kicked really well in practice, his problems have been in games. Do you kind of, these next couple of weeks, if he makes everything in practice, I mean, how do you take that into consideration?
We still got another game to play, so we'll take it all into consideration.
Chip, why do you like having so many Oregon guys on your roster?
I like having good football players. So we think the guys we have are good football players. There's another 20 or 30 other Oregon guys in this league that are on other teams. So I think they're good football players. We've got a lot of Cincinnati guys on our team. They're good football players. That's how we look at it. So.
Okay. The percentage of your roster is way more than any other 31 team. My point is it the familiarity with the players, how they practice?
It's a combination. There was a stretch there for 4 years where they were really good, and those guys were part of that group. So.
Is Huff a candidate for IR or short-term IR? Or do you think
I don't think so, in terms of where his progress is right now. But we don't have to make any decisions on that till next week. But that's not something we've had a discussion about right now. So we're hoping he's back a lot before we assume that. So.
What did you see on film from Marcus Smith this week?
I think Marcus was a lot more comfortable, got lined up a lot better, did a better job. I think, it seems like things are slowing down for him. He's settling in and starting to, I thought he set the edge a couple times really good in the run game when they were running the ball at him, held the tight end on the line of scrimmage. But I just think he was a lot more comfortable in what we were doing in game three than he was in game two.
Are you starting any Jacksonville work this week?
Yeah, we'll get a little work on that with our ones. Really kind of get our ones prepared for Jacksonville and get our twos prepared for the Jets. So.
How about Allen Barber? What have you seen over the first
Seen game? Allen really progress, during the move, and I think it was important that we got him there right from day one so that he's really comfortable playing next to Todd, because that's, kind of how the thing's going to shake itself out now. He's going to be our starting right tackle, barring an injury in terms of as us moving forward here, at least for those first four games. So did a really nice job in the run game, gave up a little bit of pressure, but it wasn't an assignment error. It was just some technique things that he can continue to work on, but I thought he did a nice job.
So you're getting the twos ready for...
Two's ready for the Jets game,
so,
yeah.
So no starters will play in that game?
No starters will play in that game, including, I think there's a couple twos that won't play. So we're going to start Matt Barkley in that game. We need to see Matt play a lot. I think we feel very, very comfortable in what Mark Sanchez has done in the first three games. So both Nick and Mark will be out in that game. And then we want to see Matt play for an extended period of time. I know Matt's gotten in there, end of the twos, some three work. I think he's done a real nice job, but we kind of thought about it as a staff. I think Mark is 25 of 31, has led us on a lot of scoring drives. We feel very, very comfortable with our 1 and 2 quarterbacks, so we're going to get Matt a real extended look against the Jets on Thursday night. So,
do you think it's unrealistic to expect Lane Johnson to come back after the absence and be able to hop back in week 5? I mean, is your thought that Allen's going to be in there for...
We haven't discussed that yet, so I don't... I mean, that's long-term down the road. I know Lane will be gone after the Jets game, and then... We'll assess it as we get back there. I mean, Allen could be gone by the time Lane comes back too. So, you never have. I mean, those are the. And that's why I'm not evading it. It's just, it's a waste of time for us to have this conversation when all of a sudden we spend 3 hours in a meeting talking about what's the scenario, and then you look up there and our right tackle's Matt Tobin in the game because Allen got hurt, or the couple other injuries got happened. So you never really know, and we'll address it when that time's necessary. But we got 4 games of Allen playing with us, and hopefully we can keep all 5 of those guys healthy up front, and. And then bring Lane back and work him into the mix and see how it fits at that point in time.
Are you expecting Chris Polk to practice this week? He said last week he was going to try to go.
They said he's going to try to go, so we'll see what he can do. He's going to run around today. So,
is Jordan Matthews going to play on Thursday?
I don't think Jordan is, but it depends on a little bit of Regis had a concussion. I think he's going to get clear, but it's concussion protocol, so it depends on the depth at that position. Do we have to have him up or not have him up? And where's Brad Smith in that situation? So. Couple guys at the wide receiver spot that we need to, with Reed and Smitty, that we need to take a look at. Upper Jordan's not up.
What about at safety? I mean, do you see Earl Wolf playing or Nate Allen? One of those
I see Earl Wolf playing, definitely. I don't think Nate will play. But again, that just depends on the depth at that position.
Would that indicate then that Nate's...
It means Earl needs a lot more reps.
I think Travis Long, great out playing some of the inside linebacker.
Travis did a really nice job. He's A bit of it. They ran some 3-3 stack when he was in college and has played the second level linebacker. But again, making that transition from outside to inside is a difficult thing. But I thought for, you know, a first extended time playing in a game like that, we felt like he did a decent job. So, you know, he'd be another guy to really watch this week in terms of where we can get him on the field against the Jets, both inside and outside.
It seems offensively this season there are seven skilled guys who could merit significant playing time. You can only have five on the field at a time. What dictates the personnel groupings in a game and situation?
Everything. You know, what we're trying to get accomplished, what they do defensively, how do they do certain sets, can we get them into a certain set, can we get them off the field in certain situations, you know, health, there's a lot of different factors involved in that.
Are you able to do more with personnel groupings this season because of kind of the combinations you have at tight end, running back, receiver?
I mean, we had the same three tight ends last year, so I mean, I think the addition is Sproles.
But Ertz is further along than he was a year ago.
Yes.
Is Sproles playing Thursday night?
Darren's not playing.
Your offensive line is very good. A lot of the cooling and blocking at the thighs. Is that a Stoutland thing? That why they're so good at me? Is that why you get athletic guys?
We obviously want athletic guys, and they've got the skill set to do it. But that's a play we've run a ton last year. You know, it's not a new wrinkle or anything that we're doing. It's just, you know, everybody knows Jason Kelce is really good in space and has proven it, you know, in the 2 years that we've had him. So I think that's something that those guys excel at. So we can try to put him in those situations. But it's just, you know, we just ran the same. I think we ran that same sweep play three times in the last drive against the Dallas Cowboys. You know, so it's not a new play.
Even doing great. I mean, it's just
we got some good players. I think the depth in our offensive and defensive line is pretty good. So, you know, I think you kind of that kind of showed up on Thursday night for us. So,
what's the kicker about the offensive line depth heading into the summer? Are you really?
There were what?
Questions, I guess, about, because they were unproven guys who haven't played very much.
I didn't have any questions about them.
Are you happy with the second team offensive line throughout the?
Yeah, I'm happy with it.
What's the kick return situation at this point?
We'll see. You know, Nolan's a guy that we've got looks at, but he was coming off an injury, so we didn't put him out there. He's done it in games. Obviously, you have Darren. What is Huff's status, you know, in terms of when do we get Josh back? Because we know, obviously, it's how he did against Chicago and that he can do it. Kenyon Barner's done it. You know, so it's really a lot of it, the decisions that we made based upon health more than anything, so.